I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
How did you start looking at verses like Romans 8:28, which seems to be this almost cliche that is given to people who have lost someone or something?
And I'm so glad you brought that verse up. I go into detail about that in chapter 10 of the book. And that is such a key verse because we're accustomed to looking at Romans 8:28 through a version like maybe the New Living Translation that says God causes everything to happen. He's working it all out for our good. But there are other versions of the Bible that say that God, in everything, God is working with us to bring about good. And the verb that's in question there is the word from which we get our word synergy. And so I talk about a scholar in the book who says that verse isn't about God working various ingredients together. It's about God working together with us to bring good no matter what comes to pass. And I think that's what's been the most exciting part of embracing a warfare worldview for me, is that I know that no matter what comes to pass, God will meet it with purpose. He will meet that pain with purpose. Some people say, well, if God didn't plan my pain, then it must be meaningless. God had to have planned it for it to have purpose. And to them, I would say, I don't believe that Henry suffered and that Henry died at 4 years old because God planned for that to happen. But I believe that God meets that pain with purpose at every corner.
So how did adopting this warfare view, which was long before Henry was diagnosed anyway, but how has it allowed you to see God's love now that you're going through not only what you went through with Henry, but what you're going to go through really for the rest of your life as you grieve his loss?
Well, rather than trying to accept that this is somehow meant to teach me a lesson or that I'm supposed to somehow be better now that my child has died the way I would have struggled to do under a blueprint worldview, rather than trying to figure out how to thank God for this terrible thing, instead I'm able to really call it evil, call it a tragedy, and to be able to then welcome those moments when I see good being brought to it as being from God. The other day, I was getting my daughter ready for back to school. And every time we go into a transition now, I'm reminded of the transitions that I had with Henry. And I wanted to get him ready for back to school. I wanted to buy him new shoes and a new backpack, and I couldn't do it. But I was having a really rough night. And I remember in prayer and with my husband just crying and pouring out my heart. And in the morning, I had all of these messages through social media channels from people saying, I've just encountered your story for the first time. And boy, is it bringing me closer to God. Or I just gave your book to someone who really needed it and you should have seen the look on her face. And so what sustains me moving forward is that I can welcome those instances as being from the God that I recognize, a loving God who creatively meets me and brings purpose to this pain.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.